You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay here for Stretford Paddock. That's Joe Smith. Manchester United 1, Fulham 2. I mean, where'd you start with that? Absolutely pathetic, to be honest with you. Every time you think we're getting somewhere, we're turning a bit of a corner, we're moving forward, we get a bit of a run together. This club, these players, this team, they just let you down, don't they?
It was almost like there was too much good fortune, goodwill around the club this week. We saw the interviews from Jim Ratcliffe, which I think pretty much everyone I saw was quite impressed by. Even non-United fans seemed a little bit worried about the fact that, you know, how United are operating off the pitch at the moment, which is something that, in my living memory, other than, you know, I first started watching United when I was four in 1998, since 2005, we've not had any sort of compliments about how we've dealt with things off the pitch. And we've just started to have a few. And you thought, actually, things are quite good here. We can maybe start moving in the right direction, maybe get the ball rolling, maybe get a bit of momentum going. And it's like the players almost went, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're still absolutely bang average. And it was a bizarre first 10 minutes even. We noticed it where we were chatting and, you know, me and you were doing the watch along and you know, talking about other things, and as you do when you're watching a game. And I sort of looked at, I noticed 13 minutes had gone and realised United had done nothing in that time. And from that point, it didn't get better. Like, at the minute, it seems like United are, you know, as good as we are in the first half, we're worse in the second half. So when 13 minutes in, I realised we'd been shit in the first half, the signs were on the wall that it was only going to get worse. And get worse it did. It was just, you know, we looked completely toothless and sort of clueless from set pieces, both ours and the opposition's. Fulham in the first half, I pointed it out, and we pointed out it was obvious. It's not me being particularly astute that they were winning everything. Every time they put the ball in the box, they were winning the header. They scored their first goal from a corner. It was obvious that United were looking like we couldn't string a pass or two together, and that players were looking lazy and like they couldn't be bothered. Casemiro went off, and he was someone who was looking lazy and like he couldn't be bothered. Just poor all round. Like, they throw the toys out the pram because Rasmus Højlund got injured. I can't even explain it. It was just absolutely shocking.
There's just no pride with some of these players. I think, like, for me, if Højlund gets injured, and I'm saying Marcus Rashford, for example, and I've got to play down the middle, I know it's not his best position, but I'd at least think, right, OK, I'm going to take up that responsibility. I'm going to be the one who's going to, you know, show that I can do a job for Manchester United. I'm going to try and get us into Champions League football next season, because just from a personal point of view, I want to play Champions League football next season. I want to play for England in the Euros. I want my team to win football matches. Marcus didn't turn up at all. It was a complete non-performance from him. You look at Garnacho, I thought he did OK. Forson is a kid. I'll give him, making his debut, sort of give him a pass, because it's not his fault that, you know, we lost. I don't even blame him, to be honest with you. Let's not forget, I think, was it two of the goals came when he'd already left the pitch, I think. I might be wrong there, but I think Fulham scored both their goals and he'd already gone. It wasn't his fault. But Mainu didn't have his best game, but again, as an 18-year-old, you're not just blaming him. Bruno, another player that should be stepping up. He's not scored for ages. He's not been at the races. Wasn't great. Dalot had his worst 45 minutes in that second half I've seen him have, arguably, in a United shirt. I just thought he was, apart from one pass, he was woeful, defensively and offensively. Maguire got his goal, but I don't think he had a particularly good game. And Lindelof, we know his faults, and they came to the fore. Varane did okay for spells, but nothing great, to be honest with you. And who else is there? Eriksen, when he came on, was all right, but maybe not quite as good as we've seen him. And McTominay was a little bit wasteful. I think McTominay showed you a little bit of a reminder why, whilst he does get your goals, and I'm not saying there's no merit in bringing him on as a substitution. I get it. As a substitute, sorry, I get it.
Yeah.
I think when he's involved in the build-up play, he leaves something to be desired. He just kept giving it away, and it was simple passes. I think the only one who came on and really sort of did anything was Amad Diallo. I thought he looked lively. He showed a little bit of intelligence as well when he was on the ball and just some of the runs he was making. But I thought he was badly let down as well by some of his teammates. Dalot in particular didn't give him much support.
Yep.
And it was really, really frustrating. I'm going to get into some of the comments and we can get into some of your stats.
Yep.
Paul Gill, who's been a member of the academy for 15 months, says, shocking game. Can't believe I wasted my time to watch that. Players don't care about the club, clearly, especially Rashford. Listen, I love Marcus Rashford, but that performance today was poor. Eric Ten Hag has to go, says Trond, who's been a member of the first team for 37 months. We can't defend this shit. Week after week, there is nothing, absolutely nothing positive with this team. Don't blame the injuries. Sorry, someone else as well, whose comment I can't quite bring up. Bear with me a sec. I think there's another super chat here. It says, JJS says, they all just let Traore run past them and not a single player bothered to close him down or Iwobi. Criminal performance by all of them. I mean, I can't, you know, disagree with any of that. Mark Costa Rica Real Estate Services says, a spanking from City next. Don't forget, we've got a defeat from Forest before we get to a spanking from City to look forward to. Knight says, playing Rashford as a centre forward or striker is a joke. He's barely got a touch of the ball. Voice of the Voiceless says, Rashford has checked out ages ago this season. That's a player looking for a move away now. He's done. Kenny says, Nobby died penniless. I think he's talking about Nobby Styles. Rashford is on 300k a week. Club's gone. Abhinav Verma says, think the fact that we took a goal down to start playing just emphasises that it's not just the structure, but a lot of it is the attitude. I can't disagree with that, to be honest with you. I think there is a little bit of heads dropping too much and too quickly. Tommy McCartney says, by like five players, I genuinely just want every player replaced.
I mean, it's slightly over the top, but it is hard to feel any other way after performances like that. I think just on Rashford, and we defend him all the time, and I'm a big fan of his generally, but this season has been shocking, hasn't it? Let's be honest. And today, you know, Kobbie Mainoo came on and played 10 minutes, and he made as many passes as Marcus Rashford. I know, you know, you're playing as a number nine, you don't always get the sort of, you're not going to be involved in the game as much. We see, you know, Erling Haaland have 10 touches a game sometimes and get two goals. But he had two shots, one on target. Like I said, 13 passes in the whole game. In terms of attacking third passes, five. Just a non-game from Marcus Rashford. And he might be annoyed because he's playing in different positions, but he just looks annoyed every week to me. And I've been saying this for a few weeks, and even when we've been winning, you watch him play, and he looks pissed off. He looks like he doesn't want to be there. And I just think that there's been an acceptance over the last decade of players waiting and just sort of begging for the end of the season. I want this to be over now. I want this game to be over. I want this season to be over. Casemiro looked like it to me today. I keep mentioning it, but he's got three men closing him from behind. He's got Harry Maguire in front of him, or even the goalkeeper, or even kicking out for a throw-in. And what he does is he backheels it into the group of men that are closing him down. And that's the action of someone who can't be arsed doing the right thing, doesn't want to have to sprint or make a pass, or he just wants to try something a bit fun. If it comes off, I'll look great. And if not, who cares? We're shit anyway. And that attitude seems to be sort of permeating throughout the whole squad. And if it wasn't for the sort of tenacity of Garnacho and the finishing and positioning of Rasmus Højlund, we probably wouldn't have seen many more wins in the last five games than we have. We probably wouldn't have seen the wins in the last five games that we have. United's performances have sort of been fine on the whole, half decent in some places, but generally it's been shit all season, hasn't it? And today was, teams have drops in performance, and they do. But the problem is, today wasn't even a massive drop in performance. That's the problem. You know, you look at the Wolves game, and for the, bar the first 10 minutes, Wolves were the better team. You look at the Villa game, I thought United were a little bit better. The Luton game, they were the better team for most of that game. And United ended up with some good chances toward the end. But for 50, 60 minutes of that game, Luton were better than us. I said it at half time. Why does the opposition always have as many or more shots than we do? Why do they have more possession or as much possession as we do? And it's because we dropped to their level and we let them dictate play. In the end, United had a few more shots than them, but it was another 17 shots conceded today off the back of 62 conceded in the last three games before that. We're averaging 20 shots conceded per game over the last four games. And eventually that catches up with you. It's just not good enough, is it?
No, it isn't good enough. And like you're saying, you know, you can rely on these moments. You can rely on teams like not taking their chances. You can rely on all sorts of things. And you've gone through some pretty shocking stats there. I think it was, you know, sort of backing up what you were saying there about just how United just constantly giving it away and giving teams opportunities. Alan Crafton was, I saw a tweet here, 17 shots against United today, 22 Fulham, 23 Villa, 22 West Ham, 16 Wolves, 17 Newport, 16 Tottenham. Like, that is shocking, that. Yeah. To have that many shots against you for a Manchester United team, I've never seen anything like that consistently. No. You've had it one-offs, like games here and there where we'll support. Basically, over the last
six games,
yeah. You've had
seven games.
You've had every team we faced having at least 16 shots against you, including Newport, who were bottom half of League Two.
Fuck me.
Yeah, and we were 2 goals up. Was it 2-0 up, and we got let back into the game. You can't have a team keep consistently doing that. You can't keep doing that. No. So it just it's a recipe for disaster. And like, we've got out of jail a little bit with certain games where they've wasted chances, or Hoyland's turned up with a goal, we've got a goal at the right time, or we've got a late goal through McTominay or whatever, but you can't rely on it. There doesn't seem to be any plan, doesn't seem to be any sort of method in the way of getting out of this. It almost feels like, again, what we're in the 24th of February, it feels like the Ralph Ragnick season where we're going, the season's done, let's just focus on next season. And that's sad, that. It's sad to feel like that, because we're still in the FA Cup, and you still want to play Champions League football next season, and you still can get Champions League football next season. But I genuinely look at those players today and think they've all given up. They have. And the only players we've got who look like they give a shit are the youngsters.
Yeah.
If you look at the players who look like they're up for it, who look like they can be bothered, it tends to be the players that are sort of under the age of 22. They're the ones that, by and large, are the ones giving you the performances where you go, it might not be happening for them, but at least they're trying. Like today, the only two that really looked up for it was Garnacho and maybe Diallo when he came on. Mainu didn't have his greatest game, but I wouldn't particularly point the finger at him and force him, like I say, he's a kid. Against Wolves, it was Mainu who got us out of jail. We've seen it a few times this season where it's been Garnacho scoring the goals. Hoyland again, you know, he's been in a bit of a purple patch, and that's helped drag us through certain games as well. But you look at your more experienced players, Bruno's in a bit of a rut. This has been going on now for far too long with him. Maguire, I know he got his goal, but I don't think he played particularly well, I'll be honest with you. I'd still like, this is your opportunity with Martinez out to step up and go, look, I can be the leader, I can sort this defence out, I can do these things. And I know I might be being harsh on him considering he got a goal, but I don't think it was an overall good game. Delo's been getting a lot of plaudits, and deservedly so, but he was shocking today. And Victor Lindelof's been at the club for ages. Admittedly, he's not a left back, but he didn't exactly cover himself in glory anyway. And Casemiro, how many times are we going to have this discussion about Casemiro? Like, this is, we're talking about one of the best defensive midfielders we've seen over the last 10 years, supposedly. And it feels to me, genuinely, and I don't want to be sort of overly reactive, but I genuinely think there's been as many bad games for Casemiro for United as good ones. Honestly, I do. I think if you look at the entirety of his United career, there's been some really good games. You look at the Carabao Cup final, one or two other games, you go, oh, Casemiro was mint. I think there's one at Goodison where he was outstanding. But then there's a lot of games where he's just not at it. He's just not at the races. Whether it's injury, whether it's form, whatever you look at it. Just think, for a player of that quality, who's obviously got such a top high level, his ceiling is world class.
Yeah.
He is world class, right? You don't win 5 Champions League by being shit. His ceiling is up here, but his bottom level, it's like Kobbie Mainoo's bottom level is probably like 6 out of 10. When he's not at it, he'll give you an okay performance. When Casemiro's not at it, he'll drop you like 3 or 4 out of 10. And he does it for me too often. I don't want to be too harsh on Casemiro. I do like him, but I just think there's a player that for me, you can look at and go, he's got so much more. He's so much better than what we're seeing. He's got that experience. He's been in the big games. This isn't too, it's not too much for him to play against Fulham, but I thought he was poor as well today. And you just think there's just too many players. I'll get in some comments and then you guys, sorry, I'll come back to you. Tommy McCartney says, Onana, Martinez, Mainu, Garnacho and Hoyland, over the few windows, I'd be willing to sell anyone outside of that.
Yeah.
Paul Gill says, Rashford's dropped his own stock so much with this diving performance this season, it'll be hard to see us getting any real amount of money for him.
No.
Listen,
I disagree with that, but I get your point about him dropping off. He has, absolutely. But you still get loads of money from him selling.
Mayor Amateur says, important to note, we conceded after Casemiro was subbed, fair enough, but I don't think he was playing well before that. To be fair, we have highlighted how the basketball game we play is unsustainable. We want reliable perform. Is we play the way we play. Too unreliable, I don't know. Sorry, I get your point. Knight saying, how are people blaming Rashford for this performance? This was on the midfield and defence. He's got to do better, though, for me.
It's not like
he's got
who made us lose. It's who stopped us winning. It's not just like, oh, we conceded three goals, therefore the strikers must have been great. Like, yes, the defence was shit, but it's not one or the other. It can be both. You know, midfield was shocking, completely porous, didn't look like it existed. Like you said, Casemiro looks like he's phoning it in at the minute. Varane looks slow and knackered. Dalot had a day to forget. Lindelof's not a left back. Maguire looked like what he is, which is a slightly slow, slightly lumbering player who's not very good at picking the speed up of games. He's okay when, you know, he has to do a lot of defending in his own box or when he can keep the ball high up the pitch. Bringing the ball out and doing that, he's not very good at. You look on the left-hand side, Garnacho I thought was our most exciting player, but he looked young and he gave the ball away a lot. You look on the right-hand side, Forson is starting his first ever game for Man United, so I'm not even going to comment on whether he was good or not because it's not fair on him. And Marcus Rashford played up front, looked like he couldn't be arsed being there, looked shit. Like Bruno Fernandes, I didn't even mention him because he barely existed. He was shit. That doesn't mean that just because the defence were bad, therefore it's not on Rashford. Rashford was crap. Bruno was crap. Like, it doesn't... Then it's not one or the other. This is the problem when so many players look bad. And if I'm being positive, and I always like to try and look for a positive angle, I would say you can't win every game. Like, it's not... You're not just going to go from being a team that loses as many as they win, which we've done all season. It was up until about 6 weeks ago. We'd lost literally exactly as many as we'd won. You don't go from that to just winning 10 games in a row. We've won 6 of the last 7. We were undefeated in 7. And we've lost. That does happen. It's the nature of the performance where players... It's not like we're getting this performance going. We were getting a bit of momentum and all of a sudden we didn't quite make it. Fulham, for 75 minutes of the game, were the better team. And they deserved to win. And they scored and they had a lot of shots. And up until, like, I think the 70th minute was the first time we had a shot on target in the second half. That's the worry. Not that, you know, oh, we don't win every week. It's that the performance looked like they couldn't be bothered. That's what bothers me.
No, I agree. And I hate using this thing about, you know, effort and things like that and desire because it sounds such a basic argument. But sometimes it's right. Jake, Mark, Jones, sorry if you thought I missed your super chat. Says, unpopular opinion, Varane is a French Smalling. Trond, who's been a member for 43 months, a member of the first team, thank you for your support. Says you can have amazing players, but when the structure is so awful, it exposes the weaknesses or the player weaknesses instead of covering it. This is what you get.
But the problem is, that's
welcome as well, Jake Mark Jones,
sorry,
to the academy.
That's based on the assumption that every player is following the proposed structure to a T and they're being exploited based on that structure. I don't think that that's the case. That didn't, to me, look like there was any structure. And even let's say there was no structure whatsoever, that he just says, go out there and play. You still play better than that. You still can find a pass. You still try and make runs in behind and be aggressive and push up when you've got the ball and, you know, make a bit of movement. You saw, like, Gary Neville on Stick to Football talking with Roy Keane, and he was saying about, you know, there wasn't always loads of tactics because that was what it was like in those days. There wasn't a load of tactics. It was, you know, stuff that you organise within the team. You go forward, I stay back. You overlap, I'll stay back. Like, just basic stuff. But United didn't look like we were lacking structure. United looked brilliant.
Yeah.
Because they're good players who were trying hard. So even if the structure is shit, unless what you're saying is, this is exactly how Ten Hag wants them to play, and it looks terrible, Which, if this is what he wants, fair enough, get rid of him. But I can't believe that this is what he's telling them to do in the week. I don't believe it. So I don't think they're adapting and they're working to the structure that Ten Hag wants from them. Because if they are, then he would never have got the job at Ajax, let alone succeeded with unmitigating success at Ajax, let alone got the Man United job. If this is how good Ten Hag's tactics are, if this, what we saw today, is what he wants from them, he's one of the shittest managers I've ever seen. And I don't think that can possibly be the case.
No, I agree. Sorish Adhvale says, we can't keep the ball, FFS. This is one of the worst performances of the season. What even is our style of play? Major squad that revamp required. Leota Kaseli Hayford says, Eric Ten Hag's months, you've overstayed your welcome. Gavin Bagg says, are they overtraining? Don't forget, you might be angry with the performances and so on. Hit that subscribe. There's a link in the chat to subscribe to the channel. So hopefully we'll have better days ahead.
We'll still be here when United keep winning.
Yeah.
When United start winning again, we'll be here. So hit subscribe, because when we are, you'll want to be here with us.
I'm going to leave it there. Joe, where can people find you?
Probably just wallowing in pain somewhere.
I've just missed a super chat. Resonating Silence says, both Bruno and Lindelof picked up injuries.
Great. Yeah.
So
good.
There you go.
That's
that'll add to it. Thank you, Joe. It has been a disappointing evening, but there's no better way to cheer yourself up than listening to Andy Tate and Stephen Allison. We'll have him, both of them, on the channel a little bit later. So make sure you're hitting that subscribe button. That's been Joe Smith. I'm Jay Martin. This has been a live review. Manchester United losing at home to Fulham. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.